Can I start the show?
After you do five jumping jacks, you just yawn, dude. What the fuck are you doing? Do five jumping jacks. I rule this envia.
Alright, my five jumping jacks are complete.
Did you just make sounds and not?
No, I actually did
jacks?
It.
AJ, we have a responsibility to these people to be as high energy as
fucking
possible.
I did my podcasting
Hello,
jumping jacks.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Successor, an exercise motivational podcast where we tell you the wrong way to do every single exercise known to people. AJ, how are you feeling today, boyo? You just did five. You just made five jumping jack sounds, might I add, not actual jumping jacks, but...
Well, I did do the five jumping jacks, but I did do it with, like, flat feet, you know, just because, like, again, that's how you're not supposed to do it. Yeah, I didn't, like, you know how, like, you do a jumping jack and you stay on kind of, like, the front part of your feet so that you can stay springy and action-packed? Mine were just, like, straight flat-footed, and it hurt my ankles a lot.
I've been doing jumping jacks wrong all my life.
You just do it landing on your heels the whole time?
Yeah, I didn't know that there was a form like that.
You would need to stay springy and ready to go to the next jumping jack. What do you... clunk, 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 clunk.
I thought, like, I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it. I did.
How are you going to keep your ankles ready to spring you into the next jump or to just continue walking?
I don't know. We grew up in, like, that weird generation of exercise where they're like, yeah, the pain means it's working. It means you're getting a good pump on.
But
so I thought
the bones of your feet, dude.
The pain was, like, the good exercise pain, not like I'm ruining my bones.
And make sure that next time you pick something up, make sure you do it with your back, because you need to get your back muscles really nice and tight.
Okay, so when I lift something, I lean over on one foot while my other foot, like, goes out for balance, right? And then I pick it up crane style.
And you lift again with your back, yeah. You keep
lifting
with
the back.
Left
foot. Okay. All right. That's how we'll have to do it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Successor, a comedy video game design podcast where we take your lovely, nasty, gross, awesome ideas from the internet and turn them into the next AAA video games. AJ, you want to tell them your name?
No. I'm not introducing my name. I'm off the grid now.
Covert. Okay.
I'm off the radar. I'm off the grid. Nobody can know who I am. I'm not saying my name in this episode at all.
You're taking the mysterious EXO route. I like it. Mysterious.
Yeah, I'm taking a mysterious route. That's good. Because, like, the thing about podcast hosts is, like, everybody's like, ooh, I love this podcast host. I love the familiarity that I'm building with them. But I think that I'm done with that. I don't want any familiarity, period. I want to be, like, this voiceless enigma. And people are like, yeah, I love Spiritual Successor, Blake Rea, and...
Well, that's the spirit in this equation, AJ. It turns out, M. Night Shyamalan twist, you're actually a ghost, and I've been hosting this podcast by myself this whole time.
Dude, the range on your voice. I love how you can project your voice and put it in at two different times at the same time. Oh, that's an editing trick, isn't it?
That's editing, dude. Yeah, dude, it's editing. And also, like, it's not like there's videos exist of you and I in the same room at all on our channel called Spiritual Successor Podcast BF4. There's no videos of that.
Those are corrupted deep fakes of Keanu Reeves.
Turns out me and Keanu Reeves are friends, but I've replaced Keanu Reeves' face with an old image of yours.
So wait, okay, hold on. Rewind. What I was proposing is that you had a fake person that was Keanu Reeves, or like with the corrupted deep
fake
Keanu Reeves.
Wait, why would I fake? No,
that
doesn't make any sense.
What you just answered and proposed
I...
is no, AJ is real life Keanu Reeves, which I've gone in and post and bastardized the face of in every single video.
Yeah, because Keanu Reeves doesn't want me to know, like, doesn't want people to know he's, like, helping out on a podcast channel. He thinks people would just come to it just because it has Keanu Reeves on it. He wants it to have this normal, natural growth.
Good cover. I was worried you were about to let it slip that Keanu Reeves and you have been hanging out.
Keanu Reeves and I are actually best friends. We talk about Orangina, and that's about it. Yeah, what's up, AJ? Should we get into, like, our actual podcast and not our bullshit?
Is he a big... No, yes. Hold on. I want to go down this rabbit hole. You're saying Keanu Reeves is a big Orangina fan,
AJ,
huh?
Yeah, he's a big Orangina fan. He likes the tingle it gives. It's a good drink. It's a very good drink. Hey, Jay, I'm not going down this rabbit hole. I'm not telling people on live air about my Orangina fix.
All right, fine. We won't tell the internet about your dark, horrible Orangina corrupting curses and deep lore. And honestly, really horrifying. And I'm still mad at you for telling me that you did this. And that's all we're going to tell the internet. Are you ready to talk about video games?
Yeah. Do you want to give the first submission or do you want me to give the first submission?
No, I don't want to give the first one. You give the first one this week. Hit me.
All right.
Bring me that heat.
So, as many of you know, a very popular TV series called Supernatural just ended this last week, and we got not just one, but two Twitter posts about it, because I guess when a TV series ends very badly, you gotta make a good video game out of it, right? The Train from Unstoppable at Oh God No Sent Help, Supernatural, the final season, the game, and then Aiden Keds, suggests save Castile from Super Hell. You decide the format, just get the gay angel out of there. He deserves better. AJ, I've never watched Supernatural. So do we want to do a thing where, like we did with Warhammer, because you've never played Warhammer. You told me all the things you know about it.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell me what you know about Supernatural, and we'll go ahead and, like, you know what? Let me go ahead and open up a Word document and we'll start taking notes of all the things that you know of Supernatural really quick.
So This is the material we have to use for the final season, because I guess the final season was really, really bad, and a lot of people are upset without it. It's about two dudes who have a lot of fanfic written about them. They have a car that is really, really good. There are angels and demons. Scooby-Doo canonically exists in the Scooby-Doo gang. Canonically exists in this universe because I saw that there was a guest episode, and apparently an angel got sent to hell, and I think.
Can you expand on the angel getting sent to hell a little bit? I just feel like that might be something that we could focus on.
I only have what's here. It's Castile. Okay. They went to Super Hell, they are gay and an angel, and they deserve better. That's all I really know.
Okay.
Also, one of the dudes, I guess, is part Satan. And I think maybe they're brothers, which is weird because there's a lot of fanfic out there of it. So AJ, I guess our final episode, are we writing the final season or are we writing the final episode?
Well, what do you think the video game should be? I'm almost a little bit interested in Supernatural, the final season, the game. Maybe it's a little bit of like a post-story thing. Post-canon, being done with the franchise. Because, of course, it's 2020.
Here's the thing, though.
If we've learned anything in our generation, it is that no IP is allowed to die, and we will ride this out until it stops getting money. And I think that,
but see, that
there's
would
a Supernatural anime,
to...
which means that there can be a Supernatural video game.
But that would imply that we would need to know what the final season was to make post thing. Okay.
It's a different adaptation. Right. It's a different timeline.
Okay, so are we doing... Dude, do you remember? Oh my fucking god, this was my jam back in the day. I had, back on PS1, I had the Scooby-Doo... cyber chase game where they would go.
Oh yeah,
where you would have to play the Scooby-Doo gang in different eras of time and stuff like that. But same thing, like I had my same issue with my original Spyro game. I had no memory card, so I had to beat the game in one shot, or I would have to start all over again because my PlayStation was at my grandma's house. So I'd be like, okay, I have this weekend to beat this game. If I didn't do it, guess what? Got to turn my PS1 off, and then I got to come back on another weekend. So could you do a thing where there is some sort of, I'm just trying to think of, is it a time limit thing? Is it like a, I'm trying to remember what you did in Scooby-Doo in the cyber chase. You collected Scooby snacks. What is that like? Is there, okay, here's the plot. Our two boys that are still alive. Most series ends with one of the main characters dying. So I'm going to assume both of these boys are alive.
Both are alive.
Okay. And they are journeying to hell to save this angel person. Okay. Does this angel person have a hardcore crush on Fred from Scooby-Doo?
Oh, maybe
that's why the Scooby-Doo gang is there, because Fred's trying to save his boyfriend.
Yes, yes, yes. Fred is trying to save. Fred
Wait,
is
hold
saving
on. The idea,
Angel
the
boyfriend?
Idea of the idea of the mystery machine riding through like the brimstone.
I see that
and
you're putting the Scooby Doo gang as the very integral part of the supernatural canon. I love that. I do love that.
I mean, like they were there for like most of the last season, right? I know, like Velma had this really badass scene where she like cut the head off of a demon, right? With a sweet angel
sight.
Yeah.
That was true.
Angels
that,
have scythe.
Of course, I remember that. That was like the best part of the newest season.
It was like actually the new season was pretty good until the final episode. Probably, I don't know. I haven't read a review, but I'll say it's good.
Okay. You know what? Only the episodes with the Scooby-Doo gang were good. Is the thing.
Well, yeah, every episode except the last episode. That's why the last episode sucked.
Well, that was because in second to last episode, they killed the entire Scooby gang, which I thought was really fucked up.
But that's why they're in hell now. So, like, we have the Scooby-Doo gang in hell saving this angel person, and they're trying to escape hell. They're heisting. I'm trying to think of, like,
I have a question, Greg. What about the two dudes that there's
hell?
A lot of fanfic about? And the good call. Those are three important things that I would just want to, like, I want to know where they're at in our video game. The two dudes that there's a lot of fan fiction about and the good car.
Could you do a thing where this is a story, like, it is a video game that is swapping perspectives? So
you have the two boys
in the car that may or may not be dating. I don't know. And they are trying to get to the gates of hell while the other gang is trying to escape hell. But what does that game look like? Is it a driving game? Need for Speed, but in hell with the mystery machine is probably where I want to go with this game. You're really typing this all out. You're really committed to the bit, aren't
you? Yeah, I got two good boys, maybe dating in car, going to hell. Scooby gang in hell. Breaking out the gay angel.
Fred's boyfriend.
I think that this is a video game that is going to make a lot of people very happy and a lot of people very, very angry, which I think is everything that we need. See, here's where are you ready for the prestige of this, Blake? Are you ready for me to reveal the prestige? I have seen the first five seasons of Supernatural and know about the ending of Supernatural. I do understand what is going on. And I see what you've kind of put on the page here, what you kind of spit out and where it lands. And
it all
I
matches up perfectly,
it.
Right?
You did this in the dark. You shuffled everything around. I came over with a flashlight and I said, Jesus Christ, what the fuck are you doing in here?
I'm just making art, dude. Why you gotta judge my art? I'm making it. If people can write fanfic about this, I can make a shitty game knockoff of this. Don't
you
shit on
make
my
art.
Art.
I don't know what this is. This is the opposite of art. I know it looks like art in the dark, but here with my flashlight,
I'm looking at it, and wow.
I've censored. I have to censor this. I can't even look at it. This sucks.
AJ, define art. Just really quick, define art for me.
Things that make me happy.
It's only art when I like it.
Do you have any other stupid questions?
The whole soundtrack of the show, the one thing, the one like little trope about this show is that the two boys in the cool car, they actually have a cassette tape stuck in the stuck in there, and it is Neil Cicierega's Greatest Hits. And also the flip side of that, and I don't ask me how they flip the side of it because it's stuck in there, is the first Death Grips album. So our game has to have exclusively that.
So the soundtrack is all Death Grips and Neil Cicierega.
Ah, great effort! I'm so proud of you. Also known as Lemon Demon, he's Neil Cicierega. He's the guy who did like the Mouth Silence and did that whole album dedicated to mixing in All-Star.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We're going to put a pin in this because I'm sick of looking at it. Again, I came in with a flashlight and I see what
you've done here.
And it's
AJ,
vulgar.
you gave me a blank canvas and an unlimited imagination, and
it wasn't blank.
You were just in here in the dark. No, that's a blank canvas. What is more blank canvas than the darkness itself, AJ? I just threw just gold nuggets right at the canvas, and I made splatter art of beauty and Scooby-Doo.
These aren't gold nuggets; they are just rocks. Can you please just stop working in the dark? Blake, I'm
all right. Give me a submission. Give me a submission.
I'm going to do a different submission now.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to. Oh, I thought you were leaving the podcast. I was super excited to start my Supernatural podcast. Now that the show's over, we go episode by episode, and I don't watch the show, but I comment on what happened during that episode. Your silence makes me believe you're not into it.
I'm picking a submission. This comes from Blue Bowser Stan account at Koopa Kirby, competitive hotel simulation game with PvP. You can visit other people's resorts and steal their secrets and use them to make your hotel better.
Oh, okay. So is this is this like Sim City, but like each person has a control over their own individual building, and you can then, like toy soldier style, go into the perception of an average person and walk through their hotel? So is
I'm
it like
imagining
a spy
something
game
more similar
mixed
to
with a...
Did you ever play the game? It wasn't called Tilted Towers. It was the phone game where you had like a mall or something, and you could just keep on making it taller and taller and taller, and you had like a little store. Something else similar was like the Fallout 76 dungeon, 76 bunker game on mobile.
The vault game or something.
Yeah, essentially the way that this game works is it is a simulator, but you kind of build out room by room by room by room. And there's resources that you need to create. In the Fallout game, you had resources like food and water and happiness, and you could fill up resources in that by building a room generator, building a water park, building a movie theater for joy.
Interesting.
And I think I want to create a game like that, but for a hotel. So you can build up this ever expansive and growing hotel with different resources you get in the game: joy, money. Political appeal, Instagram ability, I suppose, could be a whole currency.
See, but okay. How do you make that a game that shouldn't be made? I don't know how we would integrate this, but is there a way that you actually have to go to real hotels and go in areas that you're not supposed to get, quote, resources or get pictures of the inner workings of that hotel? Because I would love to make a game that gets people to go urban exploring in areas that they shouldn't be.
Like Pokemon Go. You want to make Pokemon Go?
Wait, what did was that an actual problem? Of like, were there Pokestops where there shouldn't have been? I thought Pokestops were kind of like chosen by geographical density.
I don't really have a bit here. I thought the bit was going to end when I just said Pokemon, if I'm being honest. I didn't expect that to go much further.
Truly great entertainment. I'm very proud of us. You and I have
shown that we... I just
wasn't expecting
the follow-up.
Why would you present something and not expect conversation? It's a talk pod, man.
Oh.
Our 76 just, you know, episodes of work and experience is really showing right now.
I kind of play it fast and loose. You know me. You know how I work. I just kind of like throw in a little clip
fast
here.
Fast and loose heart.
And then I'm backing out. They call me fast and loose heart.
That's a pretty
good name. So I'm imagining something like I want to do this Tilted Towers Fallout 76 game, but I'm kind of interested in the idea that with the PvP system, what if you could go in, see what your friends are doing, and then like grab a photo of it. And then you could leave, like, you send a little character in, you screenshot what their zone and their map looks like and how efficient and cool their hotel is. And then you can go back to your hotel and you're like, well, I see that Blake has, like, a bunch of secret tunnels under there and, like, how he laid out his building to make sure that his workers get to the room service as fast as possible. I'm just going to fucking ape his style and just build out my ground plan exactly the same as his. And then... I'm going to go on twitter.com. I'm going to take a screenshot of it and I'm going to say, hey guys, check out this build I made. I did this. Me.
So,
AJ Hart. And then you, Blake Ray, are like, oh shit, I built that. Hey,
wait
a minute.
You know what would be kind of a cool, like building off of that, you know what would be kind of a cool thing if there's a social media like hearts or likes element to this? So basically, if you were to go into somebody else's hotel, take some nice pictures, post it online, you would get and claim it as your own. Is that do people, like, every time somebody hearts it, they buy a ticket to this hotel, and that counts as more points towards your hotel's worth or whatever like that.
Yes,
or
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
So could
here
you,
it is.
You
we're do... gamifying stealing art. The same system, the same system that people do when they repost somebody else's art, right? And that's so shitty. Mm-hmm. I want to make that clear. The same system that people do there where they're like, well, look at this fun little fan art that I found. And then they post it up and it's like a billion likes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the same shit to your hotel.
My personal favorite building off of that, my personal favorite one, is where people take, like, line art and then color it in, and they're like, it's an original piece, I did it, I colored it in. And it's just like, no, you stole somebody's art, you asshole.
My favorite situation happening was when Elon Musk stole some art of 2B, posted it up on Twitter.com, and refused to give credit about it, so the internet bullied him so hard he made his
he posted
Twitter
pictures
avatar
of 2B?
Just a black icon. Yeah.
Really?
And he refused to say who the artist was. When people said, hey, Elon Musk, who did that art? He said, wow, trying to give credit to people is ruining society. I'm Elon Musk and I suck shit. And
God, rich people tend to just
so Twitter just bullied him. And I
and
wish that we had bullied him harder. Man, some people just deserve to be cyber bullied. Elon Musk, if you're out there and you're listening to this, fuck you.
So, AJ, how about this?
Unless you want to pay us Tesla money, in which case I will sell out.
No, we will never sell out to the likes of Elon Musk. How can we build a hotel game that is about stealing IPs of Elon Musk's and then applying it to our game? Just, you know, because the circle's got to go. Like, if he stole something, we should steal something, right? That's how it works. So is there a way that we can build a game that's all about trying to get back at Elon Musk?
Okay, we've taken a couple turns, we've taken a couple versions, and we've chopped and screwed
it a little
bit. A
cool game that should not... What is more a cool game that should not be made than one that will put us into financial destitution because he's a very rich man with a lot of lawyers?
Yeah, no, hey, dude, look. Don't get it twisted. I'm all for using a video game to attack Elon Musk. I'm very much interested in this idea. I wasn't aware that a PvP hotel simulator was going to be the segue for that. And if I'm being entirely honest, I didn't see that segue. I mean, I know we're on it now and we took it and we're here. I just really have no idea how you got me over here.
I have no idea why we're here. So why don't we roll it back a little bit and try and go back to the core concept. So I think if it's a competitive hotel simulator, of course there is hawking other people's style and trying to take the things that made them successful, applying it to your place, and that makes you successful. Is there a form of sabotage here? And could that sabotage be behind paywalls?
I think the sabotage
is stealing other
people's work. I think that the sabotage here is, I love this idea that likes are a currency. And so maybe what it is when you create your account, you link it with Twitter.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe link it with Facebook. Maybe we bring Facebook gaming back? So you post up on your Facebook page, hey guys, check out the cool hotel I made.
Wait, AJ,
and every
really
time
quickly,
that
really
post
quickly
gets a like, you get a little bit of the aim game currency.
Hey, AJ, but, real quick, because this is building off last week's episode, isn't Facebook games a lot of that? It's not a lot of it. A lot of it isn't Flash games, right?
I don't know what they used to make those games run, dude.
But, like, if Flash game's going out of style, that means that Facebook is probably not going to be supporting these things anymore. So we got to lean towards, like, towards Twitter, right? Because Twitter's got, you know, that weird story thing now. So they're in the mood to shake up the game a little
bit. Yeah, they're doing fleets now. And Twitter doesn't know. And they had audio tweets for a little while. Twitter doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. So, yeah, honestly, let's get tweet games in here. Let's get Twitter games.
I don't know if you thought this, but like I found out about this, like, I think it was like last week or earlier this week, and you came up to me as like, yeah, Twitter's doing these things called fleets now. And my immediate thing was like, I was flashing back to Mean Girls, where that one girl's trying to get a word to, you know, to take on and get everybody to say it, and then the one lead mean woman is like, that's not gonna fucking work, shut the fuck up, it's not cool,
stop saying fleets.
That
it's not gonna catch
that
on
fleet
stop
doesn't
saying
I mean It's also kind of depressing, which is weird, because, like, hey, these are fleeting moments. Yeah, because it's supposed to be fleeting, and because they're not there for that long. So I'm like, yeah, I love logging into Twitter and thinking about moments that are fleeting in a very tumultuous time. Twitter, this was a bad decision. You're a bad social media platform that should not be made. That's my hot take.
I love you, Twitter. Do you want to do video games now? Here's our game idea. We create a game where people can build up their own Twitter, hotel, mansion, whatever we want to call it.
By stealing other people's content, which is already
if
Twitter.
If I post up somebody else's stolen hotel thing, if it's all built in Twitter, then they're going to know. If it's all built in Twitter, I grab that screenshot of Blake's cool hotel, I throw up the photo and say, check out the cool hotel I made, and I'm going to get likes. Bing, 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 bing. All those likes, they're currency for me.
And then that currency turns into new things you can use to decorate with your hotel, but that means more people will be coming to your hotel and stealing pictures. So that's like a cycle that kind of repeats itself, and it's awful.
Yeah. And if my hotel gets screenshotted too many times and posted up everywhere, then it's going to be like, oh, whatever. We all seen that house. Ha ha ha. You made it look like Loss. Very funny. Very cool, funny idea.
That design is so fleet. I can't believe you went with that.
We've seen Loss a million times. Everybody's using this dumb game to make Loss.
All right, boyo. All right. Do you want me to give a game submission?
Yes, please.
All right, this one comes to us from Caleb All Day and All Bay Martin. A time-based game like Shenmue or Majora's Mask, except you're moving backwards through time. I don't necessarily know what the story of this will be, but I think it would be super cool to do a kind of mystery of some kind. Well, that's actually just Memento. What the fuck am I talking about? Well, the idea of that this game's climax is like a murder of some kind, and you start the game with like this person is dead, and you are traveling back in time trying collecting clues as like the process of like this investigation. Like, you start the game with all of the information, but as the game goes on, you lose information because the investigation is losing all of the pieces of evidence, all of the updates and knowledge that you would need. So it's about solving the game as fast as you can before all of your resources run out. And maybe that requires you to be at specific places in time, because the whole goal is trying to figure out where this murder took place and how you can stop it from happening. So it's like you're starting at the very end of the investigation. Like, maybe we open up on this body's in the coroner's office. Nobody know. I'm trying to figure out how you can go backwards in a murder mystery. And I think the best way to do that is to, like, the climax being the murder itself that you're trying to stop of some kind. This is not a game that should be made. It's not like the haha, the game should be day, but I'm trying to figure out how can we turn it into that, but still using this backwards in time mechanic.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how that game would work, right? Like, visually. Mm-hmm. How would you visually tell your players that you're operating backwards in time?
Has there ever been a roguelike murder mystery? Like, you're trying to solve this murder, but with each run, you get a new piece of evidence. But, like, the time is moving backwards. So, like, you start...
See, that's what's fucked up. You know what? Yeah. I was with you, and then you said the phrase, but time is walking backwards. And I keep getting fucked up on that one last part.
Yeah, that's
Blake,
what I'm
I've
trying,
made video games before. Blake, we've done video games for, like, a year now. We've done so many games. We've even dabbled in movies a little bit. Here's what I don't make. The rules of the universe. I don't know how time backwards.
I mean... Time backwards? I feel like the thing that I'm hanging my hat on here is that, and this is something I don't necessarily feel, it's like, you know, like when a game opens and you have, it's like a really sweet action scene, you have all of the upgrades for your armor and weapons and everything, it's just to show you what you'll get to eventually. What if you started a game like that, but everything in your inventory slowly starts going away because when time syncs up with it, that piece of evidence goes elsewhere.
What you're proposing is a game in chunks. The final level, you have all of your pieces of evidence. You finish that level. Mm-hmm. You jump back 2 hours. You start it up again, but you're missing one piece of gear. You go through the
and you're
level.
Trying to figure
you
out where that piece of gear went. No. Like, each level is finding out, okay, that thing from my inventory left me. Why is it there? And you're following this trail because, like, let's say it's a murder mystery. Let's just for simplicity's sake.
I'm following you.
Stick with me for a second. So the reason they can't, you can't just like sit and watch every piece of evidence, because like obviously you could do a thing of, if you just follow where the body went, or you just follow the operations for the body, you'll find the body will at you. You'll find your way naturally to the murder happening. So what if you do a thing that like nobody knows where the body came from? They just found it, and you're trying to, or I, because see, this is okay, like,
I have an idea. An idea where we can actually build this out, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You start the level, and let's say it's like the fifth level.
Mm-hmm.
You open up your inventory, and you have like garage key, hatchet,
used cigarette,
and soles of a boot. You go back mm-hmm, one mm-hmm. level.
Mm-hmm.
You have sole of a boot, used cigarette, blah, 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 whatever the fuck we said, except you're missing mm-hmm. the garage key. And now mm-hmm, this level, mm-hmm. this time limit, you have to say, okay, why did I have a garage key on the next level? Mm-hmm. What caused me to need that garage cool. key? Did mm-hmm, I use mm-hmm. it in this level? Or am mm-hmm, I, or is the mm-hmm. garage key missing from even earlier in the game? I just didn't know. So now you're hunting down for a garage key. You're hunting down for a garage, maybe.
I like
even.
This a lot. I'm just trying to figure out what is the motivation of, like, are you trying... Okay, maybe let's say it's not a murder mystery. Let's say you're tracing your steps back. Like, you found... Oh, the game opens up this way. You have found yourself in some sort of mysterious castle or some very, very large warehouse or building that seems infinite. And the game starts. Level one is you have everything you need, but you're trying to work like... You, like, hey, what do you do when you get lost in an area? It's like, okay, let me retrace my steps. So each level is you retracing your steps to eventually get out of this place. So time is kind of moving backwards of like, okay... Like, the game takes place from this person's, like, end perspective. Like, hey, I'm in this one room. Let me think about what I did 10 steps ago. So it's them, like, retracing their steps and revealing as they're tracing their steps back. Maybe it's revealing story of how they got to this place in the first, like, why are they here in the first place? Who are they? Who's hunting them? Or, like, you know, because there's some sort of foreign entity.
See, this feels like a great setup for a puzzle game, right? Like, this idea mm-hmm. of, like, start, finish, chronologically mm-hmm. going mm-hmm. back in time more and more sounds like mm-hmm. a good puzzle game. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm mm-hmm. going to do, Blake. You and I are having a really big hurdle right here, trying to jump over the time go backwards? Time mm-hmm, go mm-hmm. backwards, like forward,
time
but
go
back.
Not normal.
Blake Rea.
Uh-huh.
You know what game company needs to come back in a major way?
Valve.
A good one.
What are you talking about? Left 4 Dead... Whoa. Half-Life Alyx was awesome. Valve is awesome. What the fuck are you talking about? Go ahead, please continue.
Hold on. No, but Telltale.
Interesting.
Here's what I'm about to pitch to you, Blake Ray. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if Telltale go backwards?
So you're like, you see, like, the game starts, because when you tell me Telltale,
I'm saying,
like,
you press start, Telltale game comes up, it says, welcome to Wolf Among Us 2, press start, mm-hmm. and you hit start, and all the credits are going backwards. What?
Mm-hmm.
You get to the end, and you see our good boy Wolfenstein, and he's like, killed somebody. And you just see him pull a knife out, honk!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
you're like, whoa, Wolfie. And then it keeps running backwards. And you're like, where are you going, bud? And then it clicks. Oh, we're watching it backwards now.
So are you saying this story is about, like, finding out why this person killed another person?
No. Well, that
I
will
hate
be
to
the...
I hate to break it to you. Memento, boyo.
Does Memento just play a movie backwards?
The Memento plays the movie backwards, yeah. You see, like, the opening thing is, like, this guy... like getting killed, and then the whole point of it is finding out at the end, the climax of the film.
I'm not saying that you're watching Wolf Boy Wolfenson Wolferson Wolf kill a man. I'm saying that you are watching Wolf Boy Wolfie Wolf Wolferson kill a man, but time go backwards. It's on rewind, dude.
But then again, the plot is still like finding out, like if an audience member is watching that, it's going to, they're going to look at this thing and be like, oh, the inciting incident of this story or the hook into the story is, why is Wolfie McWolferson killing this guy?
And man, then I wish the Wolf Among Us guy had a name, don't you?
It's the big bad wolf, dude.
They don't call him that, do they?
Yeah, I think people nickname him the Big Bad, if I remember correctly. It's been so long since I've watched those, since I didn't play them, but I watched them.
So the Wolf Boy, the Big Bad Wolf Boy. I'm saying you watch the movie backwards. It is a Telltale game, but all of the cutscenes are backwards. I mean, yeah, sure, the player experience will be trying to figure out why, like, what is happening, but it won't be satisfying.
How about this? Because I want to put some stank on this.
More stank than an entire fucking video cutscene video game being played in reverse.
Oh, my sweet summer child, I have one better for you.
It's You're playing with piss boy toys. Let me show you what a real man does.
The story plays backwards because of magic, but each level is told out of order. So it'd be like, first level, is the ending. Second level is midway through the story. Third level is the scene right before the ending. And you have to, like, old school fucking, like, Sierra game style, you have to have a notepad in front of you writing down the scenes and what happened in them. And maybe, oh my god, maybe each scene has some sort of puzzle element in it that you need to find. So that way, it spells out some code that unlocks, like, the final scene. Like, it unlocks something that you can only have access to when you have successful runs on each level. But each level is told out of order, and then, of course, the story would be like, somebody's fucking with the time stream, and we gotta save it! We gotta save it, man! Like,
I love this. Here's what, okay, you know what I love about this very much?
Because that's irritating as fuck to watch.
Blake, it's going to be agony. Here's the thing, Blake, we can, you know how like tech demos and like test control groups are so important for any kind of artistic creative endeavor. You have to make sure it plays for an audience, right?
Yeah, that's if you're trying to maximize your, you know, money input and it's not about the art.
When the fuck have we done anything about the art, dude?
What are you talking about? This whole podcast is about the art.
So here's our tech demo for this game.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get a hold of my sister.
It's just a credit sequence.
And I'm going to sit my sister down, and I'm going to say, hey, we're going to watch this movie. Uh-huh. And I'm the trick here is that I'm going to be playing this movie entirely backwards. And anytime you
say that, people are gonna be like, oh, you mean Memento?
Because I don't know what Memento is, and I think it's still played forwards, but I think it still plays forwards, just the scenes are all backwards. Pulp Fiction, the movie, backwards. I'm just going to hit the rewind button.
Great choice. Real film student choice there.
It's another movie that's all fucking backwards and kiddywomp, or all jumbled around. Is that I'm not creating Wolf Among Us, and it's all fucking silly and out of order and backwards. I'm saying that you are watching it backwards, as though somebody hit the rewind button, which is a sensation that we can only replicate by taking Pulp Fiction, the movie by Quentin Tarantino, and pressing rewind.
AJ, there's going to be this whole fucking community, actually. So, wait a second. You're onto something here. So, I was under the impression... Like, just to clarify, I thought when we were saying backwards, it was the Memento thing where it's showing the scenes.
No, because time go backwards, and that's why we've had such a fucking hurdle with this. Duke, how do time go backwards? this is so difficult. So,
but see, here's the thing, though. Let's plays of this are going to be fucking wild because all
they
of them
won't exist.
Like,
we're going to DMC the shit out of them.
No. That's right. We don't want to do your shit spoil. But I could picture people like taking these videos and like uploading them again, but they're like now set in the time is fixed, and then it reveals a completely different like.
If anybody uploads this game with the time fixed, we will go after them with lawyers. We're going to be on some like hyper
copyright
legal
strike,
team.
Baby.
We aren't even gonna like bother with like, oh, notices. Fuck no. If we gets uploaded and it's being played forwards, if your time is fixed, striked. We're going to go ape shit about this, all right? Unless Twitch has already given us the power.
Unless we get a little bit of music, that cut of that sweet AdSense money, am I right?
No, nobody gets it. I want people to have to go into the mainframe, capture our stuff themselves, and then get it corrected for private use only.
I hate this. I hate the idea of a game that everybody's like, hey, can anybody like, and also we got to copyright flag anybody who transcripts the whole game, right? You know, like,
oh, translates
the text. Yeah. Just the idea of a game where everybody's like, why the fuck is this backwards? Hey, let me look up a Let's Play to see if anybody's like done it in reverse. Oh, there's a bunch of videos with copyright strikes and the whole thing is muted.
There will be one video that is okay, and it's the main character like grabbing hold of the camera. It's you and me, and we each grab hold of the camera, one hand on each side of the lens, and we say, listen up, dork. Buy our video game. Play it yourself. Purchase your own capture card, record it, and play it back for you and you alone. And if you try to share it, we'll know.
Wait, AJ, yeah? Just to make this a little bit worse. So the audio plays normally, but it's the video that's backwards. So the audio from the first scene overlaying the last scene, which is playing in reverse. So you gotta like, okay. So it's like, what the fuck is happening?
You know what? Because this is going to, like, you know, this rules. Because at the very beginning of the game, this is going to feel so artistic and purposeful. People will think that it is so good. Because the opening dialogue will be like, good morning, sweetheart. Good morning. Do you want some coffee in bed? Yeah, it's just, I slept so bad last night. Meanwhile, the footage that they are watching is somebody being stabbed and murdered horrifically slow-mo. And people will be like, wow, this is a really interesting artistic choice. And they're going to think that for about 5 minutes. For about 5 minutes.
It's a mirror of itself. Yeah. So like, it's like the first scene is like the antithesis of the last scene. And then it goes on like that. The following scene is the antithesis of the second to last scene and so on. So it's like this really fucking weird artistic like reflection of itself.
First 5 minutes, people are going to think it's the most artistic and incredible thing in the world. Next 10 minutes, they're going to be like, this is kind of weird.
This 20, is a 13 hour experience,
40
baby.
Minutes in, they're going to be thinking, I think my game is bugged, but I looked it up online and it just looks like it's like this. 4 hours into the game, they're going to be like, I don't get it. I'm dropping it. 6 hours in, they think it's a fucking masterpiece.
Honestly, if people are willing to watch a 24-hour rendition, like, cut of Hey Ya. No, it's not Hey Ya. It's that. It's the He-Man thing where he's going,
I wake up in the car and I go outside and I take a deep breath and I jump real high. That one?
Yeah, that one. If people can make a 24-hour version of that, we can make a 13-hour video game that's backwards, but not.
What I'm proposing is we're about to speedrun our ways into cult classic dumb.
Okay. And you know what you could do? That the game all implements a thing of, like, once you collect scenes, you can then, like, play them in their proper order. So could you do a thing of like every time you watch a scene or do the telltale like click? I fucking hate. Also, we didn't talk about the game version of this. All of the decisions are going to be like you're making the last decision every scene in a consecutive like row of decisions that led you to that moment. So it's like in a gunfight, the first time event is going to be you killing the other person. And then like all of the time events leading up to that are going to be like you like trying to get closer to them.
Well, my
so like
was,
all the time events are not in order.
You start the movie with the horrible stabbing incident, and then the first thing that you see is like he's running backwards, like he's about to get into the house, and right as he gets there, the thing pauses, and it's like, what car did you take to get here? And it's gonna be like, or what did you take to get here? And it's like, I sprinted here by foot. I took a bicycle. I drove my car, and that's like the first choice in the game.
Oh my god!
But it parallels the very first, like the dialogue of the very first game, which is like, "Oh, I gotta get to work," and you're, "What are you gonna take, sweetie?" I think I'm gonna take, and then like the dialogue stops and the cutscene stops at the same point, and then you would choose what you drove to this moment.
Interesting. That's gonna be a bitch and a half with audio, because actually we should say fuck it. It'd be like, oh, so the beginning audio is actually when you get towards the end of the game, which is playing the end of the audio, you hear a bicycle, but you strictly remember choosing car for that scene. But we're just like, eh, fuck it. None of it matters. None of it matters. We wanted to put in some effort, but not a lot.
Blake Rhea, this is what makes it a cool game that should not be made. It does match. The game is a mirror of itself. And the game is a mirror of itself chronologically. The choices that you made at the end of the game match the choices that you made or your character would have made at the beginning of the game. It's very complicated. Uh-huh. I chose bike at the beginning, so when I get all the way back to the end, it's going to be a bike again. There's going to be
a point, right about at
the middle point of the game where it starts to feel like the choices that I'm making are matching up exactly with the choices that I'm seeing right
now.
God,
that would be such a good scene.
And then
like
it's
the
going
midpoint.
To be like, hey, wait a minute. Wait. Didn't I make this choice already? It's like, yeah, you did make that choice while you were on your way to go murder your coworker.
AJ, that's such a cool fucking idea, because you know what the midpoint of this game to really like, because like midpoint is when shit starts getting really real and you break into like that second act complication and bullshit. The midpoint of this is actually a perfectly synced scene, and that's where you get like, oh, shit's about to get real. But then the rest of the game is just like all of the nice events leading
all
up
of
to
the
that
nice
moment.
Events. Yeah, end of the game is listening to your character's descent into madness while they're talking to like the other office members, right? Like the main character.
Well,
like,
no, it's that scene you were talking about. Like you're hearing the sound of a brutal murder
while he's like waking up and getting out of bed.
Yeah, he's like talking to his SO and just having a nice time.
Hey Blake, you know how earlier I said really art is weird. Actually things that make me happy?
Yeah. This makes
is
you happy,
art.
Doesn't it?
This is art.
Alright, are you saying my Supernatural fanfic where it's Scooby-Doo?
That's not art, dude. Hey dude, I went over this earlier. That ain't art. Let me look back on it. Two boys maybe dating in a car. So we do know that those are we know who those are. Ah. And it's not the angel, because he's in super hell. Yeah, this ain't art, bud.
I
know what
this
says.
Great, another straight white guy telling you what art is. God damn it.
Hey, dog, trust me, this one ain't it. I'm going to save you from your own creation. You can't see this. I'm looking at it, and you don't want it now.
Okay.
Damn.
All right, we got time for one more game, and then we got to go.
Okay, well, one more game. This comes from Alley Cat on Twitter, at Millennium Hoo-Ha. Make the absolute worst spinoff of your favorite series. So, I'm gonna go ahead and make this choice for you. Actually, this might be fun if you choose one franchise for me, and I'm going to choose one franchise for you. So, I'm going to make the absolute worst spinoff of your favorite franchise, and then you can make the absolute worst spinoff of my favorite franchise.
But here's the thing. We have to take a guess on what are the favorite franchises. This good friends we are. We're good friends. Okay.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Wolfenstein, the politics game.
Go on.
In the Wolfenstein politics game, you are in the world of Wolfenstein, and you are a lawyer, and you look around at everything.
Wolfenstein on Wall Street.
Wolfenstein on Wall Street. You're right. We're going back. Wolfenstein of Wall Street. So the Wolfenstein of Wall Street, this is a financial simulator in the world of Wolfenstein.
The most brutal financial simulator ever.
It's horrifying. Every time the numbers go up, it is accompanied by just the worst fucking shit. Like, it is so horrible.
Let's build off of what you were saying. Wolf of Wall Street, it's about a financier.
Wolfenstein of Wall Street, please.
It's about BJ Blazkowicz, who is who's trying to become a part of Wall Street, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what would be the worst experience ever. And I'm thinking the opening cinematic is just like really like, well, like Edgar Wright, well cut, like him putting on a snazzy suit, grabbing his briefcase, you know, shaving his head and just looking fucking badass in the mirror. And then the rest of the game... It's it's a 13-hour game where you how many weeks? It's a 40-hour game, but it's actually divided by like 8-hour work days. But the cinematics between those work days are the coolest fucking shit in the world.
Okay, so yes.
Think here's job what,
here's
simulator.
What I want to put in here.
Uh-huh.
I think that the gameplay is agonizing. It really is just a stats game. Like
you're
finances of the wart effort. Yeah, you're the accountant. Mm-hmm. BJ Blazkowicz, still in a power armor, but just far too old to be put on the battlefield, is now in the accountant room in his cool power armor, just tink.
Here's the
$500 for this one. Tink. $700 to this war effort. Tink.
I think it only works is if you give the player like this really just it tease how cool this game could have been with the cinematics. Like the opening cinematic is like, hey, they're driving to work, but it's shot like the opening scene from Baby Driver. They're doing cool trick shots to get around. Oh, I'm going to be late to work. I got to be working 1 minute, but I live 2 minutes away. And he's got to like just do all these tricks. And then you get in. Everybody says hi, and then he just sits down for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
and
the
it's like an accounting
minigame. Into the building, he has to like catch two cars, punch two missiles, like destroy a giant walker mech.
He's going to work, and you know what we always do? It's like the area outside this building is like an active war zone. So like you're sitting here, just doing
it is
your
still
accounting
a first
bullshit.
Game. It is
yeah,
a first
you're doing your accounting
game.
Shit, but you always have the option to look over your shoulder and look at the sweet fucking war stuff going on outside. Like just bad. You just hear like sweet rock guitar solos and just people be like, yeah, we're kicking Nazi ass. And you just hear BJ like, that could have been me.
In fact, I'm going to go one step further. I think that in the game, there is a moment, like at any time you could go ahead and grab the gun that's sitting next to your desk, look out the window and take part in cool action stuff, right? Shoot all the big giant robots, kill the bad guys.
No,
Here's the problem.
You get fired.
It does nothing. Like, you don't even get fired. You don't, like, there is no feedback. You can turn around and start shooting. There's no sound effect on the gunfire, so you don't even get that like, satisfaction of, ooh, I get to shoot a fake gun? Nothing. Mm-hmm. You can maybe, like, shoot the bad guys and you watch them explode, but you don't hear any of it. You don't get points. There's no ticker. It has no effect on anything. It is just a thing that you can do. And I guess you can do it, but you're going to get
I
so
don't
bored
think
and be like,
do that.
I wish this did something.
No, because at that point, people. No, no, no. Because that. Because I stick with me here. I think this game only works is if they can't interact with it at all. If you're going to do a thing of like maybe they can do an activity outside of the accounting shit, it should be this. They have a toy gun and a little like fucking dartboard on the wall, and they like just have it's just like this really piddly, like it's just not fun to play. The darts never stick. It'll be just like, and your gun breaks often, and your boss might catch you and be like, hey, what the fuck you doing?
Now we've gamified it in any way sort of possible. So here's what I'm
actually,
going to
no,
do.
No, how about this? You get to shoot it once and that's it. And then your boss comes over and takes it away.
You have one Nerf dart, and once you shoot it, it's gone for the day.
It's gone forever. It's just like he takes it away. So you then have to do a full 8-hour work day, and then you get a bitch in cinematic again. And it's the same thing for a whole week. And you know, I know people would play this game because the I think it's called The Longing exists, and that takes like that's a 400 day game in real time.
I love
beat.
The idea of a 40-hour work week game for BJ Blazkowicz just doing accounting for the war efforts to stop the Nazi regime. This rules, actually.
Okay, really quickly, I want to fit in my take on your favorite game.
Okay.
So, AJ's favorite game, as far as I know, is Lost Planet. Lost Planet 2, specifically. Yeah, he loves the big fucking animals. He likes the raid mechanics. He likes all of the freaking sweet mechs
raids.
That you can write.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it was like big missions where you can go do it with your buddies and take on a
story
big boss together. How about this? You. Is there a way we could do a mech manager game, but you are not the one managing the mechs? Like, just what's more tantalizing than being like, oh, I want to drive this mech. I want to look at it. I want to pilot it. But the game just won't allow you to. But the whole game is like prepping you and teaching you how to do, get all of the stuff on your mech ready, but never allowing you to do the mech. It just builds up this anticipation.
I have a really big problem for you. Is that does exist, actually. AJ Hart, Deep War, how's it going? Well, kind of. Okay, so when I... Man, how's it going? I need to talk about Armored Core 4.
Okay. Oh, shit! Yeah!
Which was a game that me and a buddy of mine played growing up, and I was not very good at the video game, but he was. But I, but he did not like the menus of the robot building, and I did. So the way that him and I kind of built this game was... I would sit down in the menus and customize and build out a super dope robot and customize it and prep it up for a mission. And then they would play the mission with the cool robot that I built. And I gotta tell you, just sitting around with the statistics of a giant fucking robot, dope as hell. There's no way that you can, Blake, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. There's no way that you can say, and you have a mech and not make it the dopest shit ever.
I think you can, as long as you just have no say in when you get to use it. I think, like,
you have to never see it, period. Like, you have to just, it has to be like,
it's Schrodinger's mech, you know? I think it's in that warehouse, but I don't know.
The only way that this works out is if it's Schrodinger's mech, because if I see a mech, then I will get the, like, the mental feedback on my numbers to affect that mech.
Hold on, wait a second, AJ, I have it, I fucking have it. What's that name? It's something Liberty.
Presentable Liberty.
You are in a room that has a window to a sweet fucking mech workshop, and all you can do is just watch. Actually, this is basically just Wolfenstein of Wall Street again. Your character's locked in place while they're watching other cool shit happen. I don't know. You're right. I guess we can't make mechs not fun.
You can't make mechs not fun because even the numbers of mechs are cool.
That's true.
You just say 555-422-122 on a spreadsheet, and I'm going to be like, it's just a spreadsheet of numbers. And then up on the top of the spreadsheet, on the top of the Google sheet, you just say mech.
See, this is especially like fun to me because you and I are in the middle of playing like a mech campaign right now that I just got into, and I'm so fucking excited about it. I don't know how to make mechs not fun. I'm a bad game designer. All right, AJ, we got to pick a note.
Because they're objectively the dopest thing.
Mechs are pretty fucking cool, actually. I don't think I've ever seen a mech but bad. You know what? Speaking of mechs, hey everybody, welcome to the garage. It's a mech and Gundam talk podcast. AJ, you know what was like one of the coolest fucking mechs in the world? Remember the mech from the mech suit from District 9 and how bitchin' it was and how cool
the
like
banana
it was like,
mech.
Yeah, the banana mech. It looked like one of the Fallen. I don't know the race that they're called, but I think they're just called the Fallen, right? From Destiny 2.
Well, I have unfortunate news about Destiny 2, and that is that we as the Guardians are problematic, and the Fallen do have a real race name.
Oh, really? What are they called?
The Elixni.
That's a cool fucking name! It almost sounds like Elixir. I like that. That's bitchin'.
Why do we call them the Fallen? Because we're rude! Because
it's rude, but it's also kind of poetic.
We looked at an alien race, a group of people that were different than us. We have the knowledge that they used to be just as, if not more great than all of the technology that they did, except that's now they live in hobo shacks because their god abandoned them. And
yeah,
we thought
but
to ourselves,
calling them like they're not calling them
fallen. You guys fell down. Your god abandoned us, and it's your god, or your god abandoned you, and now it's our god. Haha, you suck. You're fallen now. Get it? Because like you fell down, all your buildings fell. Haha, you're fallen. That's what that is. I'm sorry, but that's what that is. We gotta call it as we see it, dude.
I mean, you're right. It's rude and insulting, but they could have picked a worse name. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we could have called them something worse than the Fallen.
I mean, the Fallen's kind of poetic. It tells their story. It tells that they fell from grace. Like, there's a story there. It's a cautionary tale to those listening. It's like, in the context of that these are Guardians who were given the power of the light from the Traveler.
We could just call them what they are. Like, we don't need to make up a fake name for them. Yeah, it's space racism, dude.
Like, I'm with you, but I'm also like, it feels kind of eloquent. It doesn't.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, tragically, like The Fallen is a dope title, but it is space racism. These are two thoughts that we do have to live with. It's kind of rude.
It is.
It's kind of like super dirty how we did that to them.
I mean, we didn't. You, Blake, and AJ did not. The Destiny people did. Not us. Not us. We just play the game.
Hey, which one's our Nug?
I am kind of feeling Wolfenstein of Wall Street just because of the fucking name, and I think it would be very fun.
Yeah, Wolfenstein of Wall Street is very good.
We could do the Supernatural series finale, but I feel like nothing would get us canceled faster than that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do Wolfenstein of Wall Street.
I just want to clarify something. Are the two people dating or not? Is that because that's why I thought that's
Blake,
why
the two boys in the car that road trip around all of America on fucking CW are gay and dating. They got away with that. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
They're brothers, dog.
Oh, they're brothers? Oh, fuck.
Let's go to patch notes.
I didn't know. That's... Oh my god, that the opening bit has so... Oh, that's so bad now!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Patch Notes. Thank you all so much for listening to the episode.
I apologize for my crimes. That's all I have for this patch note.
I don't think we really have anything that we want to say. If you want to check out and submit your own video game ideas, check us out on Twitter at @spiritualsuck.
We may not have much to say, but we know you do.
Check us out on Reddit at r/spiritualsuccessor. And don't be afraid to give us a rating on iTunes. As always, our intro and outro is Cheap Shot by Anna Monoguchi, an excellent song from an excellent band for an excellent game. I have been your host, AJ Hart.
And I have been your other host, Blake Rea.
This has been Spiritual Successor, and these are cool games
that should not be made.